Good morning, Heidi and Scott. Happy Friday. Happy first Friday. I'm going to start in Virginia. I'm going to hit a handful of towns in the next couple minutes to let folks know what's happening. We'll go to Virginia first, and that's actually the town that I'm featuring in the Let's Visit series this month, so it's kind of a special spot for me right now. At the Lyric Center for the Arts, their Open Water exhibit opened last night, and it's a group exhibit celebrating open water and the joy of the ice out. There are, I think, 11 or 12 artists featured in the show. It's a multimedia exhibit, and the reception was last night, but it's going to be going on through the rest of the month. Also at the Lyric Center, the 10,000 Things Theater will be touring the Range area this week, and they'll be at the Lyric Center Annex May 6th at 7 o'clock. And I want to let folks know also at the Lyric Center May 9th, they're going to have a house concert by the Divas that people won't want to miss. In Brainerd at the Crossing Arts Gallery, their May show is it's called Artistic Vision. It's nearly 20 artists. It's a collaborative show. It's the Brainerd Art Guild, and they'll be showcasing sort of their best of the best. They've got a reception tonight from 5 to 7, and that's in downtown Brainerd at the Crossing Arts Gallery. Also tomorrow, Pam Collins is teaching a really cool art class at the Crossing Arts Gallery. She has a technique that she kind of calls fabric as paint. And she uses fabric swatches and creates kind of a paintings out of fabric. And you can contact the Crossing Arts Gallery. I'd suggest calling them this afternoon if you're interested in that class. Again, it's tomorrow. And I will pop over to Bemidji now, and then we're going to go to Big Fork. Bemidji, First Friday Art Walk. Dumb Brothers is featuring Kierlin Ward. Kierlin uses acrylic and watercolor paints in her artwork. And she has a whimsical feeling experience that has trees and plants and flowers. And also the term feminine hair is included in her work. I'm not sure what that means. I haven't seen the show, but it's sort of like pulling me to check it out. That's at the Dumb Brothers Coffee House. Wild Hair Bistro is still showcasing the work from the Pine to Prairie art event that went on last weekend. Definitely check that out. We're talking baskets, knotting, needle felting, embroidery. It's a beautiful exhibit of all kinds of fabric and fiber art that really is sort of mind-bending. Gallery North has the work of Charles L. Birdie on display. It's his show called All You Need Is Love. And the Watermark is hosting their annual fifth grade exhibit this month. They're having a huge reception for all the kids tomorrow afternoon from noon to 3. And this year the work is coming from students in Kellyer, LaPorte, Apple Blossom, St. Philip's School, and Schoolcraft. And I was over there earlier this week checking it out. It was so cool to see this work. Every class that submitted has such a different sort of thematic thing going on with their work that it was just really fun to see. And the kids are, fifth graders are so... they're still kind of not filtered, and they're just really free with their expression. And I was talking to Lori Forche-Dene about it yesterday, and she said that one of their very accomplished artists who they had on, he just passed away earlier this year, but he told her last year when he was thinking about doing a show, he said, "I will not follow the fifth grade art exhibit." And this guy was incredible. But he said, "They're just too good. I don't want my stuff after the fifth graders because they're so uninhibited," that he felt like his stuff just failed in comparison. So check out the fifth grade artwork. And I said this last month when I was talking about the high school shows. If you see the artwork by a fifth grader that you know, tell them that you saw it and just tell them how cool it was to see their work at a gallery, because I've seen this light come in kids' eyes when you mention that you saw their work in a gallery, and it's just something pretty special. So make sure that you kind of give them some accolades for sharing their work. A couple classes going on. I think I'll just mention one because of time, because it's just coming up next weekend. May 11th, kids 6 and up will have an opportunity to make something for their moms for Mother's Day. You can either a parent can go with your child, or you can just drop them off. It's $15. And go to watermarkartcenter.org and check out more information on that. And I just found out yesterday that Jill at their Watermark is planning kind of a first ever art camp that'll be taking place at the Watermark Art Center in June. So Bemidji area families might want to kind of just keep that on their radar. I don't know much more about it other than it's coming. And I know that Jill just does some great stuff over there with kids' art events, and I would recommend checking that out. Tonight, also in Bemidji, the May Headwaters School of Music and Arts is hosting their open mic coffee house. It's at 7 o'clock tonight, and the host tonight is Dan Will. Dan is a professional pianist and just all-around great guy, so I would encourage folks to check it out. It's a great family-friendly environment. There's coffee house fare available. It's just a nice thing to do. That's at 7 o'clock at Headwater School of Music and Arts. If you want to perform a piece, read a poem, play the piano, sing a song, play guitar, you need to sign up at 6:30 because they'll be putting the schedule together for that. And we'll finish up in Big Fork. At Edge Center for the Arts, they're still accepting submissions for their July juried show. The deadline is May 6th. It's just around the corner. So if you're an artist of any medium, you still have an opportunity to submit something. EdgeCenterArts.org is their website. Go there, check it out. There's actually cash prizes available for this juried show. And it's just a nice opportunity to have your stuff in a really sweet gallery. It's the 15th annual Art on the Edge juried show. And the 10,000 Things Theater that I mentioned that's happening in Virginia, I think that's Monday night in Virginia. It's Wednesday night in Big Fork at 7 o'clock. The play is The Sins of Sor Juana. And the 10,000 Things Theater has a unique style of theater. And if you haven't heard of it, they sort of set up their experience in the middle of a room. They're not on a stage. You sit around the actors in a circle, and it's a really unique experience. It kind of challenges you as an audience member to take something in a really different way. So I'd highly recommend checking it out. Because they don't actually do it on a stage, 10,000 Things, when they go to Big Fork, they're going to be at the City Hall. And also at the Edge Center, starting May 9th, is their annual student exhibit, where the Big Fork students will be showcasing their work. And May 9th at 6:30 is the last classic movie of the season. It's the 1933 film Sons of the Desert. So check that out. And I just want to remind folks that the Arts Cavalcade on the first Friday of every month is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota. Get outside, check out sculptures, check out artists, and take it all in. Thank you.
Thanks, Katie.